The Gemara in Sukkah, Memvav Amud Aleph, discusses the pasuk Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, that we thank God day day. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, V'chi b'yom mevarchen oso, u'v'alayla ein mevarchen oso? You mean we only praise God, we only thank God during the day and not at night? What do you mean, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom? And they say, Baruch Hashem Yom Laila. Therefore, it must be coming to teach me something else. So, now of course it's teaching me something else, that we have a special Chi of Haskara. On Shabbos, we mentioned Shabbos, Yontiv, Yontiv, Rosh Chodesh, etc. So that's the halacha. That we have to mention Ritzei on Shabbos, Yala V'Yavo on Yom Tov, and Yala V'Yavo on Rosh Chodesh. So, the Gemara tells us in Brachas and Avchav Vav Amud Beis that Tov Elo Hispala Mincha Be'erev Shabbos. Let's say you don't daven Mincha, you forgot Mincha completely on Friday afternoon. Mispalel b'leil Shabbos shtayim. We have to daven two Shabbos tikka ma'aribs a night. Like, what's the chiddush? I might think maybe since you missed a weekday, so now it's Shabbos, it's me'uvos lo yakol. It's going to always say it's not talacha. The lacha is the tashrumen is dependent on what you're saying now. In contrast, we have a halacha by Suda, like Birkot by that we go basar haskola suda. Here, it's the opposite. We don't go by the one you missed. We go by whatever time it is now. So even though you missed a weekday Shmona Esrei, and you missed 19 blessings, we make it up with 7. And also the reverse. Tavlo espalo mincha b'shabbos, v'espalo mosoi shabbos shtayim shalchol. So again, the same chiddush of the Gemara, that even if you missed two different Shmona Esreis, so even though you missed a weekday, Friday night you do two Shabbos tikka Shmona Esrei, and on Shabbos Mincha you missed a Shabbos tikka Shmona Esrei, you have to do two weekdays. Okay. So comes along Rabbeinu Yehuda on the top of Tosus and Brachas, top of Brachas Chavav Amud Beis. He wants to know the following Shiloh. What happens if you forget, let's say it's the last Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, and you... So if you didn't daven mincha, and then it's ma'ariv, then it's nighttime, so of course you got to daven over. It's no different than missing on Friday afternoon, and then making it up Friday night, or any other weekday you missed. However, here's the other case is I daven mincha. I did not mention yala v'yavo in mincha, so now it's nighttime. So what do I do? Should I go ahead and daven a second Shmona Esrei at nighttime? Because they all agree, I can't say Yalav Yavo anymore. As we mentioned, Tashrumen is based on what you're saying now. The Tashrumen is the repeat of the first Shmona Esrei you're davening. So the question is, you already davened Mincha, you just said Yalav Yavo. So now that I'm going to have the makeup, I'm going to dive in again, the same thing, but without Yala V'Yavo. Perhaps Dimyon to it is the halacha by Haseba. There's a discussion, you shouldn't recline. There's a halacha, you need Haseba by the Dawud Kosis, or by the Matzah. And let's say you drank it, or you ate it without reclining. So Pashas, let's assume you have to go back. However, what happens when you're eating your second piece of matzah, your rabo muvak is there, and the lacha is you don't have to recline. So is there any point of eating the matzah again if you're not going to recline? So either way, so over here by Rosh Chodesh, it's a machlokes, Rabbeinu Yehuda versus the Rif, others. The Rabbeinu Yehuda would say, what's the point? You're ready, daven, that's it. You got to wait till next Rosh Chodesh. And the Rif says, no, you got to daven, you need a tashrum. What's in the Kudas HaMachlokes between, we'll call Rabbeinu Yehuda of the Bali Tosus and the Rif? So the shaila is, How do you view a Shmoneh Esrei without Yala V'Yavo? Do I assume that on Rosh Chodesh Yala V'Yavo becomes part of the bracha? And therefore, if you didn't say Yala V'Yavo, it's like you missed a bracha in your Shmoneh Esrei, and then you'd have to go back, or no? It's not missing a bracha. It's a distar hosafa. So therefore, it's not considered inherent to the Shmoneh Esrei. In other words, how do we view a Shmoneh Esrei without Yala V'Yavo? Is it a zero? It's like I didn't daven at all? No, I davened and it's lacking the Chiyav Haskara. And Chazal instituted for every reason that the only way you can make up the Yala V'Yavo is if you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. You can't just say Yala V'Yavo in a vacuum. This seems to be the machlokas between Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Rif. Rabbeinu Yehuda holds clearly that if one davens mincha and leaves out Yala V'Yavo, he was ready yotze his mitzvah of tfilas mincha, and therefore the only reason to go back is the chiyav haskara, because you can't do it in a vacuum. However, since Rosh Chodesh is over, so you can't mention Yala V'Yavo, so you're not going to gain anything. And the Rif holds no. Shmoneh Esrei without Yala V'Yavo, it's kachaser bracha, it's like a zero. And therefore, of course you have to daven over again. It's no different than if I didn't daven mincha at all. So that's the machokas Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Rif. Let's say on the last mincha of Rosh Chodesh, I daven mincha and left out Yala V'Yavo. Do I need tashlum in that night? According to Rabbeinu Yehuda, no. According to the Rif, yes. So how do we patskin? So Lamaisa, I think the Mishnah Brura goes L'chumra. In other words, he says to make a Tanai. In other words, if the halacha is like the Rif, then I'm davening b'toris tashlumin because I have to. But if the halacha is like Rabbeinu Yehuda, so I'm just davening a tefillas nedavah. So he goes with chumra. So I think we ikar adin, we pass agar in a Yehuda. And therefore, strictly speaking, if you don't have to daven in second Shmoneh Esrei, there's no harm to make the Tanai. And then why do I think that? Because let's say the Rosh Chodesh is on a Friday, and you daven mincha, left out Yala V'Yavo, and now it's Friday night. So what do you do? So Pasha should make the same Tanai. The problem is you can't, because it's Shabbos. We only bring it's a tefillas nedava, and so based on a karban nedava, we couldn't bring a karban nedava on Shabbos. Only a karban shekal kavul leizman. When did our push the one nadocha Shabbos? So therefore, what do we do in that case? We don't daven in second Shmoneh Esrei, as we say. When push comes to shove, we paskin like Rabbeinu Yehuda. So during the week, it can't hurt to make a Tanai. But that's in the Kudas HaMachokas between Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Rif. A second distinction could be based on is the famous Magen Avraham, was a big Chiddush. That he said, so we know the halach is, the Gemara tells us also at the end of the fourth parak of Brachas. The Gemara tells us, "Tov uhiskei shorosh chodesh arvis ein magzirin oso, lefisha ein based in mekadesh chodesh elo biyom." We have a halacha that if you get Yala V'Yavo at night, you don't have to go back, but pashas shacharis and mincha, you do have to go back. So the Magen Avraham writes that when do I say you have to go back if you remember before you daven Musaf? But if I daven Shacharis, left out Yala V'Yavo, and daven Musaf, and then I remembered, I wouldn't have to go back. What's pshat in the Magen Avraham? What does davening Musaf have to do with Shacharis? So we see the Magen Avraham is working with Shitas Rabbeinu Yehuda, that you yotzi the mitzvah tefillah, you're lacking in the chi of haskara. And therefore, once I daven musaf, I'll be yotzi my chi of haskara. According to the Rif, it wouldn't help because everyone agrees if I didn't daven shacharis at all, no one says if I daven musaf, I don't have to daven shacharis anymore. So the Rif holds davening shacharis without yalav and yalav is not davening at all, so definitely wouldn't go with this whole Magen Avraham. Again, so we seem to be going with Rabbeinu Yehuda that musaf. And as well, there's another debate. There's a famous Tosfos also quotes in Chavtes Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Tav lo hiskia shel Rosh Chodesh, chozer avoda, nizkar b'oda chozer avoda, b'sim shalom chozer avoda, b'msiyim chozer. So if you remember Yalav v'yavol, after davening chozer lo Rosh. So when is this true? Kosev Tosfos in the name of the Hilchos Gedolos. When is this true? Perish davka b'yachid. That's if you're davening by yourself. Home or in shul, but you're davening by yourself, so then you have to repeat. About b'tzibur eino chozer, you don't have to repeat if you're davening with the minyan. Why? They say shoma b'shriach tzibur, because you hear it from the shriach tzibur during chazaras hashat. So the Bahag says, it gives you an eitz. If you listen to the chazaras hashat, you don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. So Tosfos is bothered. Aye, what about the Gemara? Doesn't the Bahag know about the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? La medalot amebeis, lo pata Rabbi Gamliel, ela am shebesados. That Rabbi Gamliel only exempt those who don't know how to daven, but not one who just doesn't want to daven. So how do we reconcile? So it must be the Bahag is working with Shitas Rabbeinu Yehuda. That it's true. We don't rely on the Chazar HaShatz for our Yotze the Mitzvah Tefillah. But if I was ready Yotze the Mitzvah Tefillah, it's just the Chi of Hatzkara, so then, according to the Bahag, we can rely on the Chazar HaShatz. And in fact, as well, perhaps another practical difference. You got to summon David in the early minyan, 2 o'clock. And then at 4 o'clock, they realize they forgot to say Yalav v'yavo. So they have to daven mincha again. That's a given. The question is, do they have to go back to the 7 o'clock minyan? In other words, assuming you want your makbid on tefillah b'tzibur, and you want to get tefillas mincha b'tzibur, so is it enough? Could I just daven mincha again at home? Or if I want to get the schus of tefillah b'tzibur, I got to go back to shul. So it depends. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you already got tefillah b'tzibur, so you could just daven at home. But according to the Rif, mincha without yalav v'yavol is nothing. So therefore, if I want to get tefillah b'tzibur, I'll have to go back and daven mincha b'tzibur. So those are some of the issues in terms of how we view a Shmoneh Esrei without yalav v'yavol. Is it a zero? Like the Rif, no. Yotze your mitzvah of tefillah, you're just lacking in the chi of haskara, and then nafka means if you forgot yalav v'yavol, the last mincha of Rosh Chodesh, do I have to do tashlumin since I'm not going to mention yalav v'yavol? And the issue of if I remember that I daven shacharis without yalav v'yavol after I daven musaf, or like the Bahag says, if I'm davening b'tzibur, I could rely on the chazaras hashatz. I, Rabbi Gamliel, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says you have to be a baki. That's only if you want to be yotzi davening. Not if you just want to be yotzi the chiyav haskara. And if you daven with the minyan and you left out yalav v'yavol, would you have to go back for the second minyan in order to get tefillah b'tzibur? Do I say you got tefillah b'tzibur the first time? You're just going back for the chiyav haskara.